How are you?
I'm here for you, man.
I know. I know. It's going to be great. Jim Costa's back. That was big news. He actually functionally could speak today without sounding like the suit guy from TV.
Okay. He has risen.
I was about to say, did we start calling him Jesus?
I will only tell you.
I mean, he died last week.
I will only tell you this on Cash the Ticket today. I did call him Jerry Falwell. More on that later.
It's been 3 days.
It has been 3 days. You're right.
Really? Really? All right.
Come on out.
We have been sideswiped, not by Rico Beard, but by the audio that Rico Beard has demanded. So we're going to play it for you. Lions had no plans on playing starters. And I'm fine with that. I'll stand by that. But apparently Dan Campbell may have a change in course. Let's play the audio and then let's have a conversation.
I'm thinking about playing some of these guys. You know, I'm back and forth a little bit right now. So right now, the priority for me, particularly for the guys, the core of this team will be, you know, these next three practices. Depending on the type of work we get, the quality work, the amount of reps, that'll tell me what we need or don't need going into Kansas City.
So I would like to have this conversation with Mr. Rico Beard, David Kenny, and all of you. I think you're a Super Bowl team. I think Super Bowl teams get to do things differently. Mm-hmm. Right? It's like when Rico was at his fake high school. He had special privileges because he had one of those 4.7 GPAs. That's why Rico never had to show up on Fridays. He had already graduated.
Real high school, but continue.
The point is, I don't think you play starters. Now, I'm not going to yell and scream on this, but I get very concerned. And look, case in point, you didn't play any starters in the opener and lost six guys to injury. Okay, the 49ers right now. I mean, calf strain, Christian McCaffrey. Terrifying.
Dude, they've canceled their joint practices.
Exactly.
With the Saints because they've run out of bodies and said, we can't do this. We'll see you at the end of the week for the regular game.
Yes. So I am very committed to, I bubble wrap all my best players. If you disagree, I want to hear it. You tell me what you make of Campbell's comments and why the seed change.
I think for Campbell, it may be partly a little bit of bravado, knowing we talk about their Super Bowl team, Mike. Well, the Super Bowl back-to-back winner, they have a policy. The starters play. Patrick Mahomes is like, yeah, try to keep me away from the games. Now, he's not going to play the whole game, but he will go out there and get some reps. And in the old school way of doing preseason football, this would be the game that the Lions would play their starters for at least a half. So that you go up against live bodies and you can work on the timing. You can work on a lot of different things. If you don't play anybody, you don't get to work that stuff out until game number one. And yeah, I guess if this team had just been so good for the last 5 years, I could buy that. But okay, you had a good year last year. I think that the starters should play at least if you told me they're going to play two series, I'm like, okay, good. I can at least see what you have. You can work on timing. You can have some stuff that you could actually put out on tape. But the bubble wrap thing, it's nice, but it's football. You can't protect people from injuries. I do think. And I think the biggest thing is, yeah, you're playing Kansas City and they're playing their guy, which leads Campbell to say, well, if Mahomes is playing, well, why aren't we playing any of our guys? If they're willing to put out their people and they won the Super Bowl, what the heck are we doing? Why are we afraid?
Right. And again, I can't quantify the impact. I don't know if it'll help you. I don't know the benefit. So I don't choose to get upset. I just go, all right, whatever benefit I might get is far outweighed by some goofball who's working at Family Video next week rolling up on Panay Sewell. It's a cost benefit analysis.
No, it is. And it's, as you like to say, both things can be true because Sewell could get rolled up on the first play of the game, kind of like Hollywood Brown. He catches one passes for the Chief and he's in the hospital with a shoulder injury. But they still kept going on. And like I said, to me, I guess I look at it when the best player in the league is saying, I'm going to play in every preseason game. Then I question, if the Chiefs can do that and they're not worried, then what are you worried about? You go out there, Because if you want to be the beat the man, you need to be like the man, and maybe you need to play some of your people.
But in fairness, like to use the Mahomes example, Mahomes has gone on record saying he doesn't like the joint practices. He likes the games. It's a different thing. Now, I don't have evidence of what Jared Goff will like. I just, look, I want to know where the fans are. Would you agree with me this is not like a yeller, screamer?
No, it's not.
No.
This is a preference. This is a Coke, Pepsi.
Now, do I reserve the right to yell and scream if someone dies? Like if Hutchinson or Sewell or God forbid Jared Goff, do I reserve the right to then go chair drop retroactively?
No.
Okay.
No, because of the nature of the game. Because would you do the same chair drop if they went out in the first series against the Rams? No, it happens. It's football, man. 248-539-9797. Should the Lions play any of their starters, or are you perfectly happy waiting until opening week against the Rams?
David, your thoughts. I mean, you're a hardliner.
Yes.
You have conviction.
Yes.
What do you got?
Here's the thing. The Detroit Lions need to figure out what they have on the offensive line outside of their starters. We know what their starters are. We know what their starters can do on the offensive line. So finding the depth on that offensive line is important, so they need the reps. So if I'm not playing my starting offensive line, then I'm not playing Goff. I'm not playing David. Gibbs. I'm not playing any other starters.
No, and that's why I said your starters are out there. Even one series, hey, guys, here's the deal. Score a touchdown, and you can go put on your track suits, take a shower, and you're done. I just want you to go out there, do something in that first series. Ideally enough, you drive down the field, you score, we look great, five plays, 75-yard ending in a TD, and then you're done for the day. And now we can go back and look at the film and look at what we did right, look at what we did wrong, and it's not just going up against each other in practice. They don't know the plays. They don't know what's going to happen. So that's why I think just a timing thing. Don't get me wrong. There's no way any of these guys should ever see what the second quarter looks like. Ever. If anything, you don't even get to see what the third series looks like. I would go two series max. But yeah, I would play some of my starters.
All right, Rico says play him. I say no. David, I mean, no. You're a no. Kenny, yeah. Where are you at?
So it is very much risk-reward, but I think, I mean, one series, one set, I mean, what's the, to me, there's no point. We already know what we have in these guys, primarily your offensive line, primarily Jared Goff, St. Brown. I mean, all of these guys, you know exactly what they are and how good they can be.
Could I negotiate a settlement?
Mm-hmm.
What I'd like to do is this. I would like to be a divorce mediator. I am going to negotiate a settlement on this next. And I want to see if you think what I'm presenting is fair and balanced and palatable and everyone could walk away happy. Is that fair?
Hillbilly.
Go comatose for me. Great movie. Great movie. Great reference. Don't jump. It's not mine. Go ahead. Take him to church and give me the settlement next.
I'm barely holding on to this.
Kindly leave. All right, go.
I'm reading these books.
You better get your ass to that wedding.